This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. So you're reading the news online and all of a sudden you realize you've been fooled. That thing that looked like part of the news story or a link to another news story, it's actually an advertisement. Sometimes it's hard to tell the difference. These well-camouflaged ads called native ads are more common than ever. But the Federal Trade Commission may be considering a change, Marketplace's Stacey Bannock-Smith reports.
Native advertising is starting to look like the goose that lays golden eggs to online advertisers and websites. Advertisers love them because they work. Users interact with them more than they ever did with banner ads. Sites love them because they pay. They can charge more for these ads. Jan Rezab is the CEO of Social Bakers, a social media analytics platform.
And I believe there will be no other advertising than native advertising in social media because it's just becoming so effective.
Companies are spending $2.5 billion a year on these ads. Jed Williams is a digital ad consultant for BIA Kelsey. He says those numbers have attracted the attention of the Federal Trade Commission.
The fear is that users are going to get hoodwinked and they're going to think a piece of content is something that it's actually not.
Williams says it needs to be really clear whether an article about the health benefits of grilling was written by a journalist or brought to you by Weber. Advertisers are worried, though, too much regulation will simply cook their goose. I'm Stacey Bannock-Smith for Marketplace.